Shalom, good afternoon. Chodesh Tov to everybody. Chodesh Tov. In honor of approaching Yom HaAtzmaut, Lichvoda Shel Eretz Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael, I would like to deliver a shiur on Eretz Yisrael in the Mishneh Torah LaRambam. I will not talk directly about the Medina or the state and how to relate to it. We dealt with that last year in a religious perspective towards the state of Israel. I want to talk about Eretz Israel. And I hope that you will share with me the feeling that many of the issues we will address here are relevant to different, I would say, issues and dilemmas which raise in our lives here when a large, almost the majority of the Jewish people lives here in Eretz Israel. And I want to start with, I would say, minimizing the topic. The topic is defining the borders of Eretz Israel as the halachic category. To define what is Eretz Israel is not only a political question, where to draw our borders. It's also a halachic issue. Because Eretz Israel is a halachic category. It requires a categorization. Define its borders in order to determine where the mitzvot atliyot ba'aretz act or not. When in the Mishnah that defines the borders of Eretz Israel appears in Seder Zrayim, as expected. Does anybody know perhaps in which tractate? Which Masechet? In Masechet Shvi'it. Shvi'it. The Mishnah defines over there in the fifth parak the borders of Eretz Israel. Where does Shvi'it apply? Where doesn't it apply? The Rambam chose to define the border of Eretz Israel in Hilchot Trumot. The difference in the choice of where to define the borders is due to a different, I would say, agenda. The Mishnah has chosen Shvi'it since Shvi'it is very clearly a mitzvah tliyah ba'aretz. The Torah very clearly defines that Shvi'it is bar tzecha. Ki tavoo el ha'aretz asher ani noten lachem v'shavta aretz shabbat la'Hashem. Trumot, we'll discuss it later, does not say any place in the Torah that it applies in Eretz Israel alone. Does not say any place ki tavoo el ha'aretz and you mefrish truma. In Sefer Dvarim, the Torah discusses extensive the idea of truma, but it doesn't say any place over there. It's only limited to Eretz Israel. But since truma became it's a mitzvah tliyah ba'aretz in the categorical world of Chazal, which the way the Gemara in Kiddushin explains, mitzvah tliyah ba'aretz is a mitzvah which is a chovat karka, which the obligation is towards something that grows from the land. And truma is the first present that we give growing from the land. Therefore, the Rambam, when he builds the order, the sequence of Sefer Zraim in Mishneh Torah, he puts Trumot before Shvi'it. And therefore, the Rambam chose, Shmita v'Yovel ends Sefer Zraim. The Rambam chose in the first mitzvah Tluyah Ba'aretz that he presents, which is Trumot, to give us the halachic definition of Eretz Israel, the borders. Now, I would ask you, what do you think are the borders of Eretz Israel? How should I determine them? How should I define them? What would you say?
Huh? Say what the British mandate.
What the British mandate said. Why did would you choose that?
That's we're living in modern times. That was the land that was given to us by the nations of the world.
It's an interesting answer. I'll address it later. Yeah. Why should I say? Yeah. You tell me, go to the Torah and read the borders in the Torah, please. Yeah.
I would define it as the maximum borders as. Oh.
Okay.
Torah's good enough for me.
Now look, there's a very big difference between the two approaches here presented by the crowd. One approach is, I'll go to the Torah, I'll read the promise to our fathers. Whatever the Torah promised, I'm sure you're aware that it's not too clear where on the map do I exactly find those places. But you said Parshat Maaseh, perhaps I expected people to say Brit Ben HaBetarim, that's the first place where the land of Israel was promised with a definition to Avraham Avinu. Since you're aware that there are different presents in the Torah and they perhaps are contradictory, you want to choose the largest one, the maximum. Okay. Well, your definition is very different. Your definition says, when I want to define the land of Israel, I don't look at the promise, I look at reality. Where are Jews living?
How about Borough Park in
you think? Okay, so I have a surprise for you. Let's read the Rambam. The Rambam starts Hilchot Trumot with the following. With the following step, you'll see that potentially it could be Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll see. I don't think it's the right place to live, but let's learn and we'll see. Okay, the Rambam says the following: Matrumot v'Masot enam noagim min haTorah ela be'Eretz Yisrael ben bifnei abayit ben shelo bifnei abayit. And since he makes this statement, he says, I'll define here, it's the first time where I am mentioning a mitzvah which has to be only in Eretz Yisrael. Let's define what Eretz Yisrael is. Rambam says the following statement, at first glance, is, I would say, it's very surprising. It's close to what you have thought, but it's very far from what I would have written if I would have to write it. Rambam says the following. Eretz Yisrael ha'amura b'chol makom hi ba'aratzot shekipshan melech Yisrael o navi midat rov Yisrael v'zahu ha'nikra kibush rabim. Aval yachid mi'Yisrael o mishpacha o shevet shalchu v'kavshu l'atman makom afilu min ha'aretz shenitna la'Avraham eno nikra Eretz Yisrael kedei shi'inagu bo kol ha'mitzvot u'mipnei ze chalak Yoshua ovei dino kol Eretz Yisrael l'shvatim af al pi shelo nikbesha. כדי שלא יהיה כיבוש יחיד כשיעלה כל שבט ושבט לכבוש חלקו. Rambam does mention in this halakha ha'aretz shenitna la'Avraham. But he explicitly writes that that is not the way to define what Eretz Yisrael is. Eretz Yisrael as a halakha category. I'm not saying that there's no uniqueness to that land that was promised to Avraham Avinu. I'm not saying that. In the world of the great Brisker scholars, they developed a halachic categorization to define that we're discussing here the so-called what's sanctified, what is kadosh b'kedushat Eretz Yisrael, but that is synonymous with the so-called shem Eretz Yisrael, what is called the land of Israel, even though it may not be sanctified. And the Rambam, but it says very clearly over here, from halachic perspective, I want to define from mitzvot atliyot ba'aretz, what is Eretz Yisrael? It's not the aretz shenitna l'Avraham Avinu. If there's a kibush yachid in a place which was promised to Avraham Avinu, but only as individuals Jews live there, it is not sanctified, it is not kadosh b'kedushat Eretz Yisrael. What is kedushat Eretz Yisrael? Rambam says very clearly, aratzot shekipshan melech Yisrael o navi midat rov Yisrael v'zo nikra kibush rabim. To define a place as Eretz Yisrael, it has to be a place which was conquered, captured, not by Jews as individuals, but as Jews as part of the representatives of a Jewish entity as a nation. And what defines us as a nation is Melech Yisrael, it's a state, it's a king, or a Navi, and also he adds on, it requires consensus, Midat, Rov Yisrael. This is what the Rambam defines. I would say, in other words, whatever I say here, and you think it's touching some political issue or not, it's only your imagination, okay? But I would say that we do not return here. We do not live in Eretz Yisrael as individuals. We're here as a nation. And as a nation, the decisions and to define how to rule here, what's the nature of this place, it has to be done through the entity which was chosen. Even if we don't like its decisions, we should try as much as we can to influence it, as much as we can, that it should be the way we believe it should be. But not each person here alone can define in political issues. I'm not saying any personal view about, I would say, private actions in controversial places, but I do feel that there's something which has to have an impact on policy. Should not be done by individuals, even if they have a lot of mesirut nefesh. It has to be done through the king, through the Beit Din, through Am Yisrael as Rabbim, not as Yechidim. That's what the Rambam says. But what's so surprising in the Rambam is, he doesn't mention at all in the basic definition, he doesn't mention at all that it has to be in, thinking of you now here, doesn't mention at all it has to be in Eretz Yisrael, not in Halacha Bet. Okay, don't fall asleep now because he'll say it later on. But when the Rambam gives the clear definition of Eretz, he doesn't say it's the holy land from Nahar to Nahar. He doesn't say that. Eretz Yisrael is where Am Yisrael lives. That's what he says. That is Eretz Yisrael. Yes, please.
But what if the kings who conquered and added more land and more land? So even Achal.
So we'll see later on. Okay, a little more patience. I ask you, please, be alert at this point. But when you read the basic definition of the Rambam, he mentions Aretz Yitnala Avraham to say that is not the category. That is not how to decide what is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, in the Rambam's words, is Aratzot Shekibshan Melech Yisrael V'zo Anikra Kibush Rabim, which where the Jewish people as a nation live. That is Eretz Yisrael. Now, since the Jewish people as a nation should aspire not to live in Uganda, but to live in the land promised to Avraham Avinu, not in this year, I can't put everything in 1 hour, but perhaps some other time, try to explain why out of all the lands in the world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avraham Avinu this land. It's not coincidental. This land does have special qualities. But still, I want to put into your minds that the Rambam says that is not the first, that is not the basic definition. The definition is not go to the land promised to Avraham Avinu. The definition is where the Jewish people station themselves. And the Jewish people are commanded to first and above all to station themselves within the land promised to Avraham Avinu. And therefore the Rambam continues in Halacha Gimel, Haratzot, this is for you, Haratzot Shekavash David Chutz La'aretz, Kigon, Aram Naraim V'Aram Tzova V'Chaleb, okay, so-called Syria, V'Kayotze Ben, Afal Pi, he classified everything defined in Halacha Bet, Afal Pi Shemelech Yisraelu, and more than that, V'Al Pi Beit Din Agadol U'Oseh, so therefore, Syria, all the lands conquered by David HaMelech should have been automatically Eretz Yisrael, but says the Rambam, Eino ke'Eretz Yisrael l'chol davar. V'lo ke'chutz al ha'aretz l'chol davar. It has a middle definition. Kegon Bavel u'Mitzrayim, which are the clearly chutz la'aretz l'chol davar. Ela, what are they? Yatzu michlal chutz al ha'aretz, v'liotan ke'Eretz Yisrael lo higiu. ומפני מה ירדו ממעלת ארץ ישראל? מפני שכבש אותם קודם שיכבוש כל ארץ ישראל. אלא נשאר בה משבעה עממים. Why did David HaMelech go to Syria and not finish clearing the land, conquering the land of Israel? Because it wasn't so easy. Because the Plishtim were here. Even though David HaMelech did push the Plishtim closer to the sea, the Plishtim live in the Shvila, where most of Am Yisrael wants to live today, you know. The area of Ashkelon up north. So he pushed them. David HaMelech, I live in Beit Shemesh, which is very close to the historical border between Pleshet and Yehuda. And if you're familiar with the area there, the road of Emek Ha'ilah, which passes by Tel HaZekah, where the battle between David and Goliath was, it was there, because that is the border between Pleshet and Yehuda. The Plishtim came to the border. Goliath went up there and ordered and asked somebody to come for a duel to fight him.
40 days.
40 days. And David is the first one to push the Plishtim back, but still, they were still there. He didn't find the military power to do so. And therefore, what did he do? What did all of us do? He bullied somebody else who was weaker. I mean, he looked not to fulfill the commandment of capturing all the land of Israel, but he went to where he thought it's easier. And therefore, he went up north to Syria. And therefore, says the Rambam the following, therefore, Chazal were critical of him. Even though it does match the category, the classification mentioned in Halacha Bet, and he continues, "V'ilu tafas kol eretz Kanaan l'gvulotea." If he would have first captured all of Eretz Kanaan l'gvulotea, meaning what was promised to Avraham Avinu, "V'achar kach kavash aratzot acherot." Look what he says: "Ha'kibusho kulo k'eretz Yisrael l'chol davar." There would have been no difference between them. Why so? This was promised to Avraham, this not. Because in the Rambam's worldview, the definition of Eretz Yisrael is Haratzot Shekavash Melech Yisrael. If Melech Yisrael would act properly and first start with Eretz Kanaan and then continue, there would have been one great territorial continuum, and they would be the same thing, there would be no difference. Since he did not act so, Chazal were critical of him, they said, what you did is only half-half. But it's very clear in the Rambam that he could have written differently. That's what I would have written. Like you. Not like you, okay? I would have written Eretz Yisrael is a land from Nahar to Nahar with promise. Now you can expand it. You could add more territories, you know. It's not so in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he defines what Eretz Yisrael is, Eretz Yisrael is a place where the Jewish people live. And therefore, what does it define? Melech, Rov Yisrael, and if David would have started or finished all of his promise to Avraham Avinu, he could have expanded it and made it into one big entity. That's what it would seem over here. When you realize this raises many questions, does it need territorial, let's say, retzet, no? Continuity. Thank you. Okay, do you need that? Perhaps if we'll send Sayeret Matkal to Sweden and they'll capture, after we'll capture all, everything you promised, that too? Borough Park, what do you say?
No.
Never. Okay, but it raises some questions. But one thing is clear, this is a definition, and being aware of this, accepting this, as we say today in the world of computers, make an enter on this definition. Okay, this is what Eretz Yisrael is. Now we can read many Rambams, which are famous among the Lamdanim as difficult Rambams, and see how deep this definition is rooted in the Rambam's words, and how this explains many passages which people find very difficult to accept and understand. I could have started the shir, I debated like in yeshiva, start with the kashyas, you know, then I would say, this is the chiddush. I like to start straight from the basic categories. The Rambam writes it himself. The first time in Mishneh Torah where he says to you, what is Eretz Yisrael? He says, read it. All you have to do is read. And now this explains many things, starting from the borders. And now we'll reach your issue. Yes, please.
I think, however, there's something that you're leaving out.
Yes.
When the Rambam speaks about what is Eretz Yisrael, he's only speaking about the mitzvahs hakluyos for Eretz.
I agree. I said that before.
There cannot be a Eretz Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael that was given to Avraham. The Shem Eretz Yisrael is only basic to the area that we know of as Eretz Yisrael. Borough Park can never be considered Shem Eretz Yisrael, and there can never be a Chumash and Isis in Borough Park. Chumash and Isis would only be dependent upon if it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and then Kibbutz
Rabbi
the Melech would be Mechayev and Chumash and Isis.
Okay, I hear. With your permission, I hope we'll reach it. I'll read later a passage in the Rambam. Rambam didn't know about Borough Park, but we do have later on from Hilchot Melachim some amazing passage about some place which perhaps is synonymous with Borough Park. And we'll see that your statement is not so clear. So if I ask you to be alert for the first 10 minutes, no, you have to continue, okay? So let's try to see how is this reflected? How is this basic understanding, the definition of Eretz Yisrael, not as the land promised to our fathers, but as the place where the Jewish people live. But I would add, they have to aspire to live in the land that was promised to Avraham Avinu. They have to start with that. They can't say, is there a nice country? I'll go there and I'll just live there. Okay, they have to start with the land promised to Avraham Avinu. But what sanctifies the land is not the fact it was promised to Avraham Avinu. It's the fact that they live there. And here, let's read some passages in the Rambam, which are, I think, explained by this. I would start with the question which is dealt intensively in the Gemara, in Masechet Yevamot. It's a famous issue which you can give a few hours of shir on, and that is the so-called Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia. Meaning, at the borders of Eretz Yisrael, what was captured by the Yoshua, and I would say the Jews of Beit Rishon, or what was captured by the Jews of, not captured, it's the wrong word, where the Jewish state of the Second Temple, not even an entity, for only during the Hashmonai time was an entity, where Jews lived from the time of Ezra on, what's called in Halakha Kedusha Shnia. And this is discussed in a Gemara in Masechet Yevamot, in Daf Pei Bet, and the accepted halachic opinion is that Kedusha Rishona Kitshal Shata, meaning as long as during the time of Bayit Rishon, the borders of Eretz Yisrael from Tzvodat Liot Ba'aretz were the borders of the Jewish state entity. There were two states then of Eretz Yisrael, and that was as long as Jews lived there. V'lo Kitshal Atilavo. When there was Churban Bayit Rishon, Galut Aseret HaShvatim first, then Churban Bayit Rishon, the land ceased to be Kadosh, B'Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. As the Rav would always say, it still is Eretz Yisrael. It has shame Eretz Yisrael, but it's not Kadosh anymore. The Shivat Zion of Israel was a much smaller entity. It was like a little, I don't want to say a raisin, but it was much smaller. It was the theory of Yehuda. The Shomron was by by the samurais, the Galil, yes, no, Minyanai captured some parts of every day. It was much smaller, and the accepted halachic opinion is that Kedusha Shniya Kitcha L'Sha'ata V'Kitcha L'Atid Lavo. Now, the Rambam in Chot Trumot, the next halacha, I don't have to go very, the two halachot, halacha hey, and also the very famous passage in Chot Beit HaBchira, the Rambam tries to explain why is this so? If I need the Jewish people to be present in order for the land to be holy, so both should not be l'atid lavo. And if I don't need Jews to be there to be present, and therefore kedusha shniya kitcha l'atid lavo, so why not kedusha rishona? This is the question asked by the Rambam in Hilchot Beit HaBchira. You can see very clearly how already Hilchot Trumot, when he it's the first place where he introduces this idea, he uses very carefully the terminology that he will later on use in Hilchot Beit HaBchira, which is many, many chapters later, in order to explain it. That is the difference between what he defines kibush and chazakah. Capturing through military power and through chazakah, which means settlements. And you can see it in Hilchot Trumot. Rambam continues, line 17. Kol shechziku. Olei Mitzrayim v'nitkadesh kedusha rishona kevan shegalu batlu kedushatan shekedusha rishona lefi shehayta mipnei hakibush bilvad kitcha l'sha'ata velo kitcha l'atid lavo kevan shealu bnei hagola v'echziku b'mikcat haaretz kitchu hakedusha shniya omedet le'olam l'sha'ata v'l'atid lavo v'hinichu otam hamkomot shehechziku bem olei Mitzrayim v'lo echziku bem olei Bavel kshehayu etc. Rambam very clearly talks about Kedusha Rishona, which is Kibush, and Kedusha Shniya, which is Chazakah. In other words, Yoshua Bin Nun tried to conquer the land of Israel from the nations that lived there, from the Shiva Amamim, while Ezra came here under, already before him, Olei Zerubbabel, Olei Shiva Tzion, came here under the license of the Persian
king.
And the land of Israel was not under Jewish rule. Most of the time of Bayit Sheni, Jews did not rule Eretz Israel. What they did is, they settled here. They had a license from the Malchut, from the king. And therefore they worked differently. Kibush is something which expires when the army is not there, while Chazakah is something which
endures.
Okay, you see that the Rambam Chot Beit HaBchira, the Rambam says over there, I'm reading, with your permission, line 29 on. Aval chiyuv haaretz b'shvi'it uv'maasrot eino ela mipnei shehu kibush rabim. V'keivan shenilkecha haaretz midehem, batal ha-kibush v'niftera min ha-torah, min miasot v'mishvi'it, shara eina min eretz Yisrael. Keivan shala ezra v'kitcha, lo kitcha b'kibush, ela b'chazaka, shechziku ba. לפיכך כל מקום שהחזיקו בעולי בבל ונתקדש בקדושת עזרה והשנייה הוא מקודש היום ואף על פי שנלקח הארץ ממנו וחייב בשביעית ובמעשרות הדרך שבאנו בכל תרומה. Now, when we try to think of the inner logic of this, these statements, I think there are two points I would like to make clearer, which are, I think, rooted in the basic definition. What we first of all see is that the borders of the halachic borders for mitzvot that tluyot ba'aretz, okay, I'll be careful, are not what was promised to Avraham Avinu, not kedusha rishona, not kedusha shniya. What are they? We're actually, the Jewish people, actually live or ruled. And in kedusha rishona, what was ruled by the Jewish people, and kedusha shniya is where the Jewish people live. The halachic definitions are not theoretical borders or promises. The halachic borders are those which are actually places which were under the rule of Jews or where Jews have lived. And the reason this is so is because the halachic definition of Eretz Yisrael as a halachic category is, I'm returning to the Rambam, Eretz Yisrael ha'amura b'chol makom hi ha'aratzot shekibshan melech Yisrael ha'tshetra v'zonika kibush rabim. And therefore, that is the way we define it. But what is the difference between the Sha'atan atid lavo? Here the Rambam says something which is a very, I think, deeper understanding of the difference between military power and settlements.
But
until, yes, please.
Yeshua, even though there was a kibbutz, but it was a settlement group.
That's a very good question.
It's
a very good question. Meaning, why do we not say the Kedusha Rishona had both? And apparently the explanation is, I'll first explain, I think what's behind it, that you can't do both. You can't play the dual game. You can't say, I'm also an army and also a settler. You have to decide, you're wearing a uniform or not. But it's a good question. It's a known question asked. Meaning, why does the Rambam think Kedusha Rishona did not have both? I'm not sure I have a clear answer to that, but I would like to understand what is really the difference between kibush and chazakah, or perhaps why really did chazakah last for all those 1800 years that the Jewish people were away from the land of Israel? I think what the Rambam said is something very clear, which whoever was a soldier in combat, like me, I was in the Israeli army, maybe some people here were in the American army, huh? Yeah, you'll understand what I'm talking about. You know that the fuel you have to put in the tank of a soldier to make him run, to make him work, is to promise him leave. Promise him a so-called chofesh, not to be in the army. And if you take away from him his promise for a few days of leave or Shabbat at home, he's not going to function. The same way your car cannot drive without any fuel in the gas tank. And soldiers are never upset to live in a kit bag, the so-called, and they're never upset to move because they don't live in the army base. You know where they live? At that plane, at that home, that place they dream of, that warm bed which they really sleep in. They dream of mommy's food. They dream of everything which is back at home. They don't live in the army, even though they're there day and night. You don't live in an army camp. It's not your house. You live in a home. And when you live in a home, you live there even when you're not there. Even when you're not there, that's your home. I don't live in Beit Avichai, even though I'm present now in Beit Avichai. I feel comfortable here. They host us very nicely, but we don't live here, none of us. I live in my house, even though I'm not there now. And if you want to just give one little example of people who lived in a place which they were not there, perhaps they did not even ever see the place. The children of Kfar Etzion, perhaps you read the book of Amiya Liblich on Yaldei Kfar Etzion, they imagine themselves living in Kfar Etzion, never being there. And again, no politics, but Zchut HaShiva, the this big issue is part of that too, because there's another nation thinking this is their home. We're not alone with these dreams. But that's what the Rambam is talking about. Rambam is talking about that a kibush is only valid when the soldiers are present. When they turn their back, when they go away, it's over. But chazakah, settlements, this was, you should know, the Zionist ethos until a few years ago. That what will set the borders of the state of Israel? Not army camps. I heard nobody see any difficulty that the Tzanchanim don't do Tiranut anymore in Sanur. Okay, so they won't go to the Shomron. That's not what... nobody felt uprooted. But a settlement, I mean, Trumpeldor, I mean, that is what's going to define if this is part of our nation. Because the home is something of keva. You live in your house for good. You don't just go there for 2-3 years because you got a tzav from the army. And... the Rambam therefore says that even though the halachic definition of Eretz Yisrael is makom where the Jews, I mean, just read Aratzot shekibshan melech Yisrael v'zanikra kibush rabim. What does this match? Kedusha Rishona was kibush, and therefore when they're kovesh, it's kadosh. When they're not kovesh, it's automatically not kadosh. I mean, that's what it says. It comes from the definition. The great, I would say, chidush is the kedusha shniya. Even though for so many years the Jewish people were away from the land of Israel, but the fact that they would see every day, v'techazen einenu, and they would imagine themselves coming back here, and this is our home, even though we live in the Hudson. That itself, somebody from the crowd here, I apologize, I don't remember who, once mentioned to me, to one of the shiurim here, that we have a halakha of cheskat shalosh shanim. If for 3 years you don't... you live in a land, so that it's a proof that the person living in the land acquired it. He has bought it. But if the owner, the so-called Marakama, makes a micha'ah, he protests, doesn't apply. So one of the people here once mentioned to me that the Rav once said, in a shir, that since three times a day a Jew says, v'techezena inenu, so therefore, that's a micha'ah. It's a declaration that it's our home. I would add, if I could tell the Rav this, remind him the words of Yudah Alevi, if you get on a plane and come here, it's like a tziftuf hazarzir. I don't know what it's worth. If you say it in Brooklyn, when you can come here. I know it's not easy to come, but I'm saying, I still wonder what a great mecha is that. But I would just add that what the, for so many years, Jews dreamt of Eretz Yisrael, it means they still live here, even though they're not here physically. This is what the Rambam says about Chazakah. Therefore, I'm concluding. The definition of Eretz Yisrael is Avatzot Shekibshan Melech Yisrael. Therefore, Kedusha Rishona Shekibshan Melech Yisrael was Kadosh. The moment the Babylonians conquered it from us, so it really ceases to be Kadosh, Bekedushat Eretz Yisrael, because it doesn't classify anymore to the category. It's not anymore Shekibshan Melech Yisrael. But when Ezra came back, a new definition of Kedushat Eretz was established. It's not anymore Shekibshan, because Ezra was not a conqueror. He wasn't a Kovesh. He wasn't one of the crusaders. He wasn't. He didn't come with a sword and capture it. He established a new category of living here, of Chazakah. And this is continues even after the Jewish people left the land of Israel. They continued dreaming of Eretz Yisrael as their home. And therefore, the part where Jews acquired through Chazakah remained Eretz Yisrael, even though they did not live here. Now, what you raised before is a very essential question, which I will tell you, I don't think Poskim today are yet adequate to answer your challenge, but the question is, why are we worse than Ezra? Meaning, why define today the borders of Eretz Yisrael by where Jews lived in the Persian era or during the Second Temple? Why not look where Jews live today? Because if the halacha category is where Jews live, so we're not worse than them. And you should know the Rav Yisraeli, who wrote a lot about Eretz Yisrael in a volume called Eretz Chemda, he has a whole chapter dealing with that question. And lichora, it should make sense. I will tell you the truth, that I think one of the reasons that poskim don't run to that is because on the one hand, I think all of us would like very much want Eretz Yisrael to expand, as you mentioned before, and make it so large. On the other hand, it's it's a place becoming Eretz Yisrael is a demand. It's not only something romantic, something nice. It has economical consequences. It's a demand. I just want to mention Shvi'it. If you define a place as Kadosh B'Kedushat Eretz Yisrael, all the laws of Shemitah. But if you live in the Negev and it's and you're a chaklai and it's out of the borders of Ezra, you don't have Shvi'it. And you could sell your fruit to the Eidah Haredit and during Shvi'it. But I would mention that for Yom Tov Sheni, great issue among the Jews who are Borough Park who come here for Yom Tov. I would say, but Yom Tov Sheni, what do people do in Eilat? What do people do all over? I think that whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael today keeps, if he lives there permanently, for sure. Against my personal opinions, many of those who come only for Yom Tov also do it. But they keep one day. Why? Because apparently there's not one definition for Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, I would say for Yom Tov Sheni, we would rather have a large Israel, right? For Mitzvot Leil Baretz, maybe smaller. Maybe that's the reason. But I would say that the basic definition should have been applied. Meaning, l'chora, we should have said that wherever Jews live, and today many Jews live in a large part of Eretz Yisrael, it should have l'chora come. But it wasn't recognized yet by Gdolei HaPoskim. This is one, I would say, the basic definition, in which you see how it's reflected in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia. You should know there's a whole set of statements in the Rambam which were part of the great debate about Heterem Chira for exact same motivation and reason. And that is that even though the Rambam makes this statement that Kedusha Shnia, Kitshala Atid Lavo, and Lichora Chiyuv Mitzvot Atluyot Ba'aretz is Mido Oraita, Rambam does make a few statements which the Ravid challenged, which are not simple. And in all of them, he basically declared that Kedushat Ezra too is not so valid midoraita. And this was very central during the debates about the so-called Etera Mechira, because the idea Now let's talk about Heter Mechira for a minute. What is the idea behind Heter Mechira? That if I sell part of the land of Eretz Israel to a goy, so it does not have any more the Kedushat Haaretz, and therefore there's no mitzvot to the Haaretz. Why? Well, that wasn't promised to Avraham Avinu. So if you read the Rambam now, you know the reason. What's the reason? Because what is Eretz Israel? A place which is ruled by Jews. If you give it, sell it to the goy, it's not ruled by Jews. That's the logic behind it, because the definition of Eretz Israel is where Jews rule. And since the Gemara says that the halacha of Yesh Kinyan Lenochri, meaning if you sell it to a goy, does not have the mitzvot lel baretz, is only in Surya, which we defined before, not in Eretz Israel. Therefore, the common way to explain this, it only works if it's a drabanan, not a doraita. We have to check, is Eretz Yisrael kadosh, bazman hazeh, mi doraita, mi drabanan. And these statements of the Rambam, I'll read them and then try to explain them, appear one ilchot trumot, and one ilchot bikurim, and one ilchot shmitah ve'yovel. Rambam, ilchot trumot, says the following. It's the end of Perek Aleph. Hatruma bazman hazeh, vafilu b'makom shehechziku olei bavel, vafilu b'imei Ezra, ina min haTorah. It's line 35. Ina min haTorah, ela midivrem. In other words, even though I read to you before, HaKedusha Shniya Kitsha la'atid lavo, Rambam says, b'chiyuv truma is only derabanan. Why? She'ein lecha, and now he gives the halachic explanation. She'ein lecha truma shel Torah, Ela be'eretz Yisrael bilvad, ubizman shekol Yisrael sham, sheneemal ki tavou bi'ad kulchem, kshehayu birusha rishona, ukmo shenatidin lachzor birusha shlishit, lo kshehayu birusha shniya, shaita bimei Ezra, shaita bi'at mikzatan. Go to Sefer Nehemiah, read, there were 42,000 people who returned. Most people chose to stay in Tinek, okay? Not in Borough Park. Okay? Lefichach lo chiva otan min haTorah. Then he adds, V'chen yera'e li'ishu adin b'ma'asrot she'en chayavin bazman hazeh l'divrem ketruma. The Rambam says that the whole mitzvot atliyot ba'aretz bazman hazeh adrabanan, after he made this great statement about Kedusha Shniya, Kitsha la'atid lavo, he himself says it's only drabanan, and he explains why. Because it says ki tavo. Kitavo is not individuals coming to the airport. Kitavo is bi'at kulchem. It's a nation. Am Yisrael is a nation. Enters Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he says, in Yerusha Rishona there was bi'at kulchem. Vezrat Hashem bi'Yerusha Shlishit there will be too. Yes?
The Shekol Yisrael is the majority or it's everybody?
There are different classifications in the Rambam. Okay, but perhaps I'll finish the... Yes.
But if the nation went originally to Shechem when we crossed over, what would you consider Shechem under the Rambam's definition?
Kadosh
Bikusha. That's where the nation went. That was the first place.
Halachically or politically? This is halachic shir, okay? Halachically is Eretz Israel. Okay? So let's now continue to the Rambam. Yerusha Rishona had Biat Kulchem. Yerusha Shlishit, he says, we'll have two. But Yerushat Ezra only had Biat Mikzatan, and therefore it's only Dirabanan, it's not D'oraita. And then he adds, I'll explain it shortly, V'chen yira'el Yeshua adin b'ma'asrot, she'en chayvim bazman hazeh l'midivrehem, ki truma. Now this statement, if you want to understand what's behind it, is just exactly what we read at the beginning of the shiur. Since the definition of Eretz Yisrael is Aratzot shekibshan melech Yisrael o navi Midat Rov Yisrael. So therefore, if most of the Jewish people remained in Babylonia, and only Biat Mikzatan came here, as the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, Asara, Yuchsin, Alumi Bavel, all the Mamzerim came here, those who were comfortable stayed in Chutz Laaretz. So therefore, it's only Drabanan. Why? Because it doesn't stand to the definition of Eretz Yisrael. It's not Midat Rov Yisrael. And that's the inner logic of this. Meaning, even though a Kedushat Ezra is defined as Kitsha le'atid lavo, only midrabanan. Because it lacks the basic category defining Eretz Yisrael. What is very difficult in the Rambam is what I mentioned previously in the Shir. The Rambam writes here, Hatruma bazman hazeh is Drabanan, why Shenemal Kitavo? There's only one problem. Besides that, the statement is a great statement. It doesn't say any place Kitavo regarding Mitzvah Truma. Besides that, it's really a very amazing statement. It doesn't say any place. And you should know that there were different suggestions. Where did the Rambam take it from? I'll just take you straight to the right answer, okay? Which comes very clearly from the Rambam. The Rambam brings this statement again in Ilchot Bikurim, the next source, regarding Chala. Ein chayavin bechala, says the Rambam, in Torah, ela be'eretz Yisrael bilvad, שנאמר, והיה באכולכם מלחם הארץ, ובזמן שכל ישראל שם, שנאמר, בבואכם, ביאת כולכם, ולא ביאת מקצתכם. לפיכך, חלה בזמן הזה, אפילו בימי עזרה, בארץ ישראל, אינה אלא מדבריהם, כמו שביארנו, בתרומה. The Rambam makes the exact same statement regarding חלה, when the major difference is that חלה does say, בבואכם, doesn't say כתבו. It says, בבואכם אל הארץ, very clearly, במדבר, יתתבב, בבואכם אל הארץ, and that the, apparently, the Rambam linked תרומה תחלה, you can see very clearly, A, he writes over here, כמו שביארנו בתרומה. B, when you read the Rambam, in הלכות תרומות, you notice that the Rambam thought, at first glance, that perhaps this is only applicable to Truma, not to Masot. Why should there be a difference? This is Mitzvah Shviyah Baretz, this is not. And the reason is very simple. That is that the link between Truma and Chala is very simple, because in the Psukim in the Torah, Chala is called Truma. Truma. Trumat Arisotechem. That's what the Torah says. And therefore the Rambam apparently learn this law from Chala that says, Bevoachem, this idea of Biat Kulchem, I'm repeating, it's just applying the basic definition of Eretz Yisrael, that's all. You need the people to be there. Eretz Yisrael without Jews is not Eretz Yisrael. Not Midoraita. Not Midoraita. Midrabanan, yes, but not Midoraita. Because that's what Eretz Yisrael is. Eretz Yisrael is the homeland of the Jewish people when they're there, not when they're not there. And therefore, the Rambam said, it's true by Chala, which is Truma, it's true by Truma, which is Truma. Maybe it's not by Masrot, because Masrot doesn't say Kitavo anyplace. And Masrot also is not called Truma. But then he said, V'chein Yera Eli. Why Yera Eli? Because since Trumot and Masrot are one categorical system, so therefore, if it's true by Truma, it's already true by all of them. But it would seem very clearly that the reason he doubted Masrot was because he learned it from the word Truma, which it applies to Chala. And the reason I'm saying this is because he says it himself in one of his responses. It's from line 45 on. The Rambam says it clearly. V'tzarich ata leida, shafilu bimei Ezra, alav ha-shalom, lo hayta achala v'lo ha-truma midivrei ha-torah, v'filu b'eretz Yisrael, shenemar ki tavor bi'at kulchem v'lo bi'at mikzatchem, u'bi'at Ezra, alav ha-shalom, bi'at mikzat ha-ita, lefichach, hayu ha-kohanim shebikshu, tavam ha-mityachasim, ולא נמצאו אוכלים בתרומה ובחלה בימי עזרא עליו השלום, משה ברבי מימון הספרדי זצר. Himself puts them in the same ship, in the same boat. It would seem that, I want to conclude, summarize, and then I want to go to the source I promised you over there, that the Rambam defines Eretz Israel as the place where the Jewish people as a nation live. And therefore the borders of Eretz Israel are defined by where Am Yisrael is. And therefore the Rambam says that if Am Yisrael is here, it's Kadosh. If they're not here, it's not. That is what the Rambam says very clearly. Yes, please, Rabbi Rubin.
How would you explain the Ravid that you brought in view of this theory of the Rambam?
The Ravid says once it's sanctified, it's sanctified. Right. And I would even add, the Ravid also thought that perhaps the definition of Eretz Yisrael is not where Jews actually live. They have a different definition of Eretz Yisrael.
But you're right. Jews in Bayit Sheli were a minority of a minority.
It's only Midrabanan?
No, it's only Midrabanan, but Kitchel Lashat Elatu Lavo is Midrabanan, you're telling me?
That's what he said. He says it, not me. I'm just giving a shiur. I'm just reading it. He says it.
Okay.
He says it.
We fight.
Please.
How about the clause that says, Be'achalte Melechem Ha'aretz? We don't, most of our lechem that we is imported. We we're not using our own growing.
And therefore, what's your question?
What
is it? Chayav b'chala, where the flower from Chutzlar. Let's give some other time, a shir and chala, okay? Let's try to focus on our topic. Say that with your permission. Yes, please.
Something I heard from the Zalb that's
please, but
the distinction between Kedusha Rosh Hashanah and Kedusha Shnia. The Rav explained that Chazakah in the time of Ezra is not settlement, simply not settlement. He said the difference between Kibush and Chazakah is that Yeshua started the conquest of the land, and slowly but surely, it wasn't until the time of David HaMelech that Yerushalayim was conquered. Yerushalayim has a Kedusha Rishona, Shekicha L'Shaita V'Kicha L'Tim Avol from the time of Shlomo HaMelech. When Ezra HaSofer came, the settlement began in Yerushalayim and then expanded outwards and carrying the Kedusha Yerushalayim into Eretz Yisrael. And this is what gives it the Kedusha L'Tim Avol.
You should know that this explanation you're mentioning from the Rav is published in various places in the Rav's writings, in Shirim L'Zichra B'Mari, in Chamesh Drashot, in Alavata Torah, Vladav Shador, and it's a very interesting explanation. I never understood how does this fit into the words of the Rambam. Meaning it's like, it's out of his imagination. I mean, it doesn't fit at all in the words of the Rambam, and I think the Rav did not understand what a settlement is. I mentioned before, it's a Zionist idea. Now, if it was a Zionist or not, I discussed last year. I don't want to repeat it. But this is part of the Rav being somebody with a very abstract thought, and not like seeing the concreteness of a settlement. That's all about. Brookline is not a settlement. Okay? That's all I can say. So with your
Chazaka can be
defined in many ways. The Rambam talks about Chazaka. Doesn't talk about Yerushalayim being the before Eretz Israel. It doesn't say it. I mean, it's a very interesting idea, but it just doesn't fit in the words. It's not the only explanation that I heard from the Rav doesn't fit the words. I mean, which is very creative and interesting. It's one of them, but it just Rambam doesn't say. And therefore, if you want to discuss the thought of Rabbi Soloveitchik, I'm ready to discuss it with you. But if you want to discuss here the concept of Eretz on the Rambam, I didn't quote it, even though I was aware of it. Okay, with your permission. I want to continue with your permission, because we don't have much more time, to one more statement of the Rambam. Yes.
Ezra was punished with Vim and took away the master.
Because he didn't come.
So here you say that they did not eat the Trumah. So what does that mean that he gave them also the master? He said the Kahanim,
I didn't follow your question.
My question is that Ezra gave a knas to the Levim because they didn't come up and took away the mas and gave it to the Kohanim also to eat.
No, he's talking here, but do you need Kohanim Yuchas? You're discussing just didn't come.
Yeah.
Kohanim Yuchas can only eat, to eat from Truma Dorayta, it'd be Miuchas. You can eat Mitruma Drabbanan if you're not Miuchas. The Rambam says in that Shuvah that since Bazman Azez Drabbanan, so therefore you don't need Yuchas to eat from Truma. That's what he says. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I would like, with your permission, to explore one more source in the Rambam, which perhaps will take us how far going this redefining or this definition of Eretz Israel goes. And that really touches what many of you are raising here, that is the status of Jews in Chutz La'aretz. And this takes us to Echot Melachim, where the Rambam discusses where are you allowed to live. And the Rambam, Perakei Lechavav, it's from line 88 on, Rambam says the following: Kol ha'aratzot shekufshin Yisrael b'melech al pi beit din, harei ze kibush rabim, v'harei k'eretz Yisrael shekavash Yehoshua l'chol davar, v'hu shekibsho achar kibush kol eretz Yisrael la'amora v'torah. You're familiar with that. Exactly what he says in the Chol Truma, with one little difference. I will not explain it here. He replaces al pi dat rov Yisrael with al pi beit din. Okay, some other time. But then, and there he starts discussing where should a Jew live. He writes the following: ומותר לשכון בכל העולם, חוץ מארץ מצרים. מן הים הגדול ועד המערב, 400 פרסה על 400 פרסה, כנגד ארץ כוש וכנגד המדבר, הכל אסור להתיישב בה. בשלושה מקומות הזהיר התורה שלא לשוב למצרים, שנאמר לא תוסיפון לשוב הדרך הזה עוד, לא תוסיף עוד לראותה, לא תוסיפו לראותה מאוד עד עולם. Rambam lived in Egypt, therefore he adds Alexandria בכלל, so don't think it's only Cairo, it's also Alexandria. And then he says the following: Halacha chet mutar lachzor le'eretz Mitzrayim lischora ulepragmatia v'lichbosh aratzot acherot ve'en asur ela lishtakea sham ve'en lokim alav ze shebe'et haknisa mutaru v'im yechashev leshev ulishtakea sham en bo ma'ase. I just want to remind you that the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim, and he writes in Mishneh Torah, you're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. And now listen what he adds on, Eyera Eli, which means, I don't have a source for this, but this seems to me a right halachic idea. Eyera Eli, Shim kavash eretz Mitzrayim, Melech Yisrael al pi beidin, shehi muteret. Meaning, imagine, this maybe happened in Yom Kippur War, parts of Egypt were captured by Tzahal, and it says the Rambam that if parts of Egypt will be captured by Melech Yisrael al pi beitin, which is the definition of kibush rabim, which is the definition of Eretz Yisrael. Look what he says: Shehi muteret. You're allowed to live there in Egypt. V'lo izhira ela lashuv la yichidim o lishkon ba v'biyad akum mipnei shemaaseh mekulkalim yoter mikol haaretzot sheneemar kemaaseh Eretz Mitzrayim. Or in other words, when the Torah prohibited us to return to Egypt, it's not to the land of Egypt, it's to the Egyptian state, to the Egyptian culture. But if Melech Yisrael al pi beidin will capture Egypt, or any other land in the world, the reason the Jew is allowed to live there is because it ceases to be Chutz La'aretz in Egypt, it turns into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, Eretz Yisrael, as reflected here, is not a geographical area. It could be even Egypt, where the Torah said three times, don't live there, don't return there. It's not a place for a Jew to live. But that's not for a place to a Jew to live as an individual. But if, as a nation, you formulate there a state, that's okay. Because in the Rambam's world, Eretz Yisrael is not a certain geographical place. Eretz Yisrael is, it's an entity where the Jewish people live. And they should start establishing that entity in the land promised to Avraham Avinu, but they can expand it to any other land in the whole world if they start from the land promised to Avraham Avinu. And I don't want to lower your spirits about the sanctity of this land. I told you before, it's a whole other discussion. Why was this promised to Avraham Avinu? It's for a good reason. It's not for no reason. But it would seem very clear that the Rambam, you mentioned before the Rashi disagrees with him. I would add that the Ramban definitely disagrees with him. And Professor Levinger, Yaakov Levinger, Alav Shalom, he has a book called The Rambam as a Philosopher and as a Halachist. Rambam ke Filosof o ke Posek. And he has a chapter there about Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael, and Halashon Ivrit, the Mishnat Rambam. And he systematically there shows that they differ and how they explain to themselves the sanction of the land, the nation, and
sanctity.
Thank you. Of these three entities, the Ramban says Lash Ivrit is Lashon Hakodesh because that is the words of God. That's the language of God, and therefore he told Jews talk with that language. It's a special language. Avraham Avinu, Eretz Yisrael is Gula. It's a special land, and therefore he told Avraham Avinu, I'm giving it to you. Avraham Avinu has his gula, and therefore he chose him. The Rambam in all three issues says differently. Since the Ivrit is not only the language of God, it has clean words, it's a better language, not because of its source, but because of its character, the way it is, therefore it was sanctified. Since Avraham Avinu behaved properly, he has Derech Hashem, therefore he chose him. Not he chose him and then he gave him the right way. Since he behaved well, therefore he chose him. And Eretz Yisrael too, it's not that it's a special land, because Am Yisrael lived there, that's what makes it special. It's the land of the Jewish people. But any place Jews live can be special. But the major issue that the Rambam here is pointing through is the importance of seeing not only the Zgula of the land, but also realizing there's something very essential about seeing the place as a place where the Jewish people live as a nation. And I would add that we are reaching now, apparently in the next few years, I would say for very tragic reasons, historical shift or change in one of these halachic categories I've mentioned before. And that is Rov Yoshve Aleha. From what I understand from demographers, in the next few years, we're going to read something which wasn't since the time of Bayit Rishon. And that is that the majority of the Jewish people will live in Eretz Israel. Unfortunately, I'm saying, not because everybody's coming in Aliyah. When you come in Aliyah, you do a double thing. You also, one leaves the Gola and one comes here. Meaning it's really it's Shaim Ephes, as we say. But it's for other reasons. Because of the Hidbololosh. Assimilation. Unfortunately, many Jews don't chutz la'aretz, they outmarriage and they don't identify with their being Jewish. But this is something which is, I don't know how do you exactly count how many Jews there are in the world. It's not my profession. But it's something that we're reaching. One thing I can say clearly, that if we're asking ourselves about our being here in Eretz Israel, the Jewish entity, this is the center of the Jewish people. There may be many Jews in other places, but the state of Israel today is the center of the Jewish people. This is the land, an entity where Jews as Jews live. And as I mentioned before, as an entity, as a nation, we have to continue aspiring to the success and the wealth of our country and thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the big school to live in a generation where we don't only have to live like Ezra, don't only have to have memories from the past, but as you mentioned in the beginning of this year, we ourselves are mamas zochet to be Yoshvea Aleha. We should all have a Yom HaTzmaut Sameach.